I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. My name is Harry Snellings. I'm the Chief of Police for the City of Jamestown. With me is Patrick Swanson. He's the Stark County District Attorney. I'll give you a brief overview of last night's events, and then I'll turn it over to the District Attorney, and then we'll take a couple of questions. Approximately 11:40 last night, our officers were responding to a tip. The investigation led them to 2 Todd Avenue here in the City of Jamestown. We were able to get consent to search the residence. Our officers cleared the home up to the point of the attic. Once they got to the attic, our canine officer released his dog to check the attic. There was a confrontation up there. The dog did confront Keith Robbins, the suspect. Keith Robbins did stab our canine, canine Mitchell. He was rushed to emergency surgery, and it appears he's going to be okay. Our officers backed up, established a perimeter, and then we made contact with our tactical teams. We were able to establish contact with the suspect in the home. Negotiations continued to approximately 6 a.m. this morning. At that time, Keith Robbins surrendered himself to our officers. Keith Robbins does have an injury. It's a self-inflicted stab wound to the chest, and he's currently under medical care. And I'll turn it over to the district attorney.
We're currently in the process of wrapping up our investigation. I do want to thank the Jamestown Police, the Ellicott Police, the Lakewood Bus Type Police, the FBI, and the State Police. They all assisted in this, bringing this case nearly to a close. We are waiting to learn the medical condition of the suspect at this time, but it is still an ongoing and active investigation.
I just want to make one more comment. I want to make sure that, first, I thank all the law enforcement agencies that assisted from Thursday until the apprehension this morning, our local FBI office, resources from the Department of Homeland Security, New York State Police, Stark County Sheriff's Department, Stark County Forensic Investigation Team, Stark County Emergency Services, the Hazmat Team, Lakewood Bus Type Police Department, Ellicott Police Department, and more importantly, our community members and their willingness to provide us tips and information.
The tip, where did that come from?
That came from I don't want to get specifically who it came from, but it was a citizen that provided us the tip.
Was there anyone else in the home at the time?
No, there was not.
Larry, we've heard that the father lives in that area. Was it the father's house, or whose was it?
It was the father's home, and he was not in the residence.
Do you know
if the father was there?
Entire
time? Was he there this whole entire time throughout the 5 days?
No, he was not.
Has he made any statements?
I can't comment on that right now.
When you had the perimeter there last Thursday, was that home checked as well?
Correct. We checked 24 Woodworth because we had reason to believe that he had access to that residence, and then obviously to Todd because that was his father's home. The vehicle was found in near that location.
Is it believed he left there? Did he leave by vehicle, by foot?
We don't know how he left, but he did leave the area. We do believe he got some assistance. And that's that. We're still following up and investigating that.
If he did get assistance, would that person face charges?
Potentially.
Can you speak at all to his background right here? And he had a long background of domestic violence.
We're not going to get into that right now.
We understand that the victim, he had been in contact with her, had threatened her a few times at least, as recent as that night before. Can you confirm that at all?
Terry, that's still part of the investigation, and, you know, I can't comment on that.
Can you talk about their restraining order at all that he had with his ex-wife?
I do know that there was an active refrain from order.
What does that actually mean?
You want to get into the side of that?
It's different than a no-contact order. Refrain from is you're essentially barred from harassing, assaulting, essentially breaking the law against that person. It was not a complete stay away. It was simply, there are two kinds. That's the alternative kind to complete no contact.
So what kind of charges could he be facing right now?
Well, the murder two. We have the assault on the police officer, which is the canine officer. And there are still others that we're looking into.
Was he making threats to any of the victim's families during this whole time, throughout 5 days?
Jason, I'm not aware of that, but that's still part of the investigation. Sure. I'm not aware of that, but it's still part of the ongoing investigation.
What kind of a stab wound did he have? Was it to the abdomen?
It was to his upper chest.
When can we expect him to be arraigned? Obviously, he's in the hospital, but...
At this time, no charging instrument's been filed. As I said, we're wrapping up our investigation, and we're considering the various options that we have at this point.
What are the big questions you still need answered?
I don't want to talk about that right now, given the nature of the case and the position we're in right now.
A lot of neighbors certainly feeling relieved today. That's what they've been telling us. What's your message to the community?
And again, I can't thank them enough for the community members that actually provided information. We've been dealing with this since Thursday, nonstop, 6 days. We can't say enough about the law enforcement officers that were committed to this case. A lot of long hours. You know, one of our issues, and I said this with our local media, is that we ask people to refrain from putting information out on social media. Erroneous information hurt us, especially the first few days, and then, you know, everybody looks at social media to include suspects, and putting that information out there could jeopardize your own safety, and to include ours.
Can you give a specific example of that?
I can tell you Thursday that I was inundated by calls. We had some issues with the schools. We even received a call from the governor's office because people had put information out that, you know, there were multiple shootings going on and it was perceived as an active shooter, and which was the furthest from the truth. And we put it out pretty directly that this was a domestic violence incident. It was an isolated incident, but we're inundated with calls. We have to tie up resources to address that issue. We had parents coming to the PD that were concerned, on top of the schools having to deal with that issue.
Did he have a firearm when he was taken into custody on him?
No, he did not.
Was there anything in the house?
Right now, Terry, we're working on search warrants, and then we're going to go through the house very methodically to see what other evidence is there.
The caller that made the tip that led to the arrest, is that person going to be getting the Crime Stoppers reward?
We're still working on that, you know, that'll be determined later. It shouldn't be an issue.
Is his father facing any charges for harboring a fugitive or whatever it would be?
Well, we never said he was harboring him. He was just located at the house. So we're still following up on the investigation on how he got there. And, you know, his family members out there. He could get access there.
Could you talk about, the mood of during the entire operation? Was there a concern that he was going to, were you more heightened than usual, or were you kind of content that he was in there, he was not going to be coming out? I mean, or was it like you were on edge for anything that could happen? I mean, was it urgent, the mood, I guess, or was it pretty much...
Are you talking about last night?
Standoff, yeah, like when you guys were there, I mean...
Well, sure. I mean, it's a very tense situation. We didn't know what type of weapons he had access to in the house. He had obviously just shot someone several days prior. We treat all those situations that way.
Do you know where his father is at this time?
We do.
That okay. was your question.
Yeah. Can you?
Is he cooperating?
He has been.
Is he in custody?
The father?
Yeah.
No, we have no charges. He was not at the house. I make that very clear. He was not at the house.
But you did have consent to go into the house. Did that come from him?
No, it came from another party that had resided there. And he was not there either.
Can you give us kind of an overview of the timeline? So this happened, the murder happened on
Thursday at about 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. And then he was taken in custody shortly before 6 a.m. this morning.
And what time did the tip come in?
I believe a little after 11 o'clock last night.
Okay. How long did you wait between the time that K-9 Mitchell was injured to the time that he was actually brought into custody? Was it a long wait to get into the house?
We were in the house right away. And then once K-9 Mitchell was stabbed, obviously, we have a barricaded subject, potentially armed, so we backed off and we go through our normal protocol. We did evacuate all the neighbors in the surrounding area because we had no idea what weapons he had access to.
How many neighbors were evacuated in the vicinity?
At least 7 houses, I believe. Any other questions?
What's his condition in the hospital again from the stab wound?
Right now, I don't know. I know he's receiving medical treatment.
Where is he at?
Right now, he's at WCA.
Is there anything more you can give us about the father? How much did he know where he is? Anything?
No, that I can't.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for coming down.
Thank you.
Who else was living in the house? How many people?
I'm not going to get into it.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.